Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Wally, how come you're putting on a tie? You're only going to school.
I'm taking class pictures today. Mr. Haynes says if you don't wear a tie, you automatically get a D in cooperation.
That's like at our school. If you don't eat all the junk you buy in the cafeteria, you automatically get an F in citizenship.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing a tie.
That's why you eat all that junk. Hey, Wally, Miss Landers is sick.
Oh?
So is Larry, but they got different things. Anyway, we got a substitute teacher.
Yeah?
Mr. Wood, the assistant principal.
Oh, yeah. I remember him from the eighth grade.
He's neat. He tells stories.
Yeah. He tells them so good, you don't even know you're learning stuff.
Yeah. Yesterday, he was telling us about the World War.
Yeah? Which World War?
You mean there was a lot of them?
Well, there was two of them that I heard about.
I think it was the one with President Eisenhower in it.
Yeah, that's the one Dad was in, too.
Hurry up, boy. Now you're going to be late for school.
I had to put a tie on, Mom.
Your lunch is down the hall.
Mom, were Dad and Mr. Eisenhower both in the same war?
Why, yes, Beaver, why?
I don't know, but it's something having your father in the same war with the president.
Well, yes, I guess it is.
And so the formal surrender took place aboard the battleship Missouri and in Tokyo Bay.
Mr. Whitney?
Who, me?
Yes, I spoke to you yesterday about making faces at Miss Hensler, didn't I?
I wasn't making faces, Mr. Willett. I just can't help laughing when I look at her.
Be that as it may, I wish we would restrain ourselves until the finish of World War II. All right, now, does anyone have anything to add to this discussion? Mr. Cleaver.
My father was in World War II.
Well, that's very interesting.
I have an uncle who is almost a general.
Is that so, Gilbert?
Yes, sir. He was a sergeant.
My father was a hero in the war, and he had an airplane with his name on it, and he flew it all over the whole war. And when the war was finished, he didn't even have to give it back, unless he wanted to.
It was very generous of him, Judy. Now, as I was saying... Well, now we have our assignments, and if we finish early, we can continue this discussion tomorrow. All right, class dismissed. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. Willard, here's a list of everybody who talked when you were out of the room.
Thank you, Miss Hensley.
Talking about your uncle being almost a general. There's a whole lot of guys between a sergeant and a general.
Not in the Marines.
Is your father a general, Beaver?
No. Well, I don't think so.
Then what was he?
Well, he was a hero.
Oh, you're just saying that, Beaver. I'll bet he wasn't a real hero.
Well, he was, too. He's got a great big trunk out in the garage, and it's full of guns and hand grenades. And all kinds of stuff he took off of enemy guys.
Oh, wow. Gee whiz, Beaver, that's real neat.
You're just making all that up, because you're such a liar.
I am not. You better take that back.
I will not.
You better or else.
You can't hit me. I'm a girl.
Yeah, what a funny-looking girl.
What's going on here?
Judy's picking on Beaver. I am not, Mr. Willett. Beaver's telling a whole bunch of lies about his father being a war hero and having a whole bunch of guns and stuff.
Well, I'm sure if he said that, we can count on it being the truth. Can't we, Theodore?
Yes, sir.
You know, if your father wouldn't mind, it might be very interesting to bring some of those souvenirs around for the class to see. All right, now let's have no more of this arguing out here in the halls, eh?
Yes, Mr. Willet.
Hey, Beaver, maybe you could bring in a machine gun.
Yeah, or a real bayonet. That'll show that, Judy.
Boy, somebody sure has to show her.
I knew you weren't making it up, Beaver.
You did, Whitey?
Yeah, a guy wouldn't want to make up stuff like that and look like a boob in front of the whole class.
Yeah, guy sure wouldn't.
Ward?
Yes, dear?
Well, there you are. You used to come in the back way.
Oh, well, it gives a man a feeling of real satisfaction to come in by his own front door every once in a while. What's that light doing on in the garage?
Oh, the boys went out there about a half an hour ago. Hope they're not getting dirty.
Hope they're not ruining my tools.
Hey, Wally, do you think Dad'll mind us looking at his old war trunk?
Nah, he wouldn't have left those keys hanging on that nail if he cared.
Yeah. Hey, Wally, look at that. It's a big B. Carrying a machine gun, a wrench, and a hammer.
Oh, I guess it's the kind of outfit Dad was in. They miss the guys with a gun. They could always hit them with a hammer.
Yeah. Boy, I sure hope there's a lot of neat guns and stuff in here. Then I can take to school. Boy, Dad should do a lot of ladies in the olden days.
Heck, Beaver, they're not ladies. They're all Mom.
Gee, I never knew Mom was ever that young.
Gee, Beaver, everybody's young once, even old people.
Hey, look at this. Some kind of a sword.
Yeah, that's a T-square. They used it to draw junk with.
Take a look at this. Well, it's the bottom of some kind of machine gun.
I don't know, Beaver.
Hey, look at this. It's some kind of a gun barrel.
I think this is a telescope.
Bet your dad used it to look for enemy planes.
I don't know. What would he be doing with this drawing board and all this other junk?
Well, he probably drew pictures of the planes. So I'd know which ones to shoot down.
Boy, there sure is a lot of stuff in here. Hey, look, Bee. Two ladies with beards.
Hey, these aren't ladies. These are guys. And one of them's dead. Well, if he had a shave.
Do you mind if I join the fun?
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. We just looked through your old war trunk.
Well, I think you should have asked your mother or me first.
Gee, Dad, we didn't think you'd mind. We didn't break anything.
Let me see that. That's Charlie Vickers. You wouldn't think to look at him that he was one of the top architects in Chicago, would you?
How many guys did you kill in the war, Dad?
Well, Beaver, I didn't kill anyone. I was in the Seabees.
Hey, Dad. What did you do with this telescope?
Well, that's a transit, Wally. When we were building a base, we'd sight through that to see, to see if the ground was level.
Gee, Dad. Was all you did in the war was see if the ground was level?
Well, I sure did a lot of it, Beaver. Acres and acres. Well, you guys better get ready for supper.
Okay. Hey, Dad, do you want us to pick this junk up?
No, I'll take care of it.
We're just gonna go up and get washed, Mom.
Yeah. Okay. What's going on?
Oh, the boys were just looking through this old trunk of mine.
Oh, Ward, did I ever really look like that?
Uh-huh. But I overlooked it and married you anyway.
Hey, Beaver, what did you have to go and tell all the guys that stuff about Dad being a war hero?
Well, I didn't mean to tell him so much. But I just started talking and it all slipped out.
Boy, Beaver.
Gee, Wally,
How was I supposed to know that all Dad ever did in the war was measure dirt?
Yeah, well, it must have done some good or Dad wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, but Judy's father had his own plane named after him. And he flew it all over the war.
You know Judy. She's probably just making that up, too.
Yeah, but gee, Wally.
Beaver!
What is it, Mom?
Telephone.
Okay, Mom.
He'll be right here. All right.
Who is it?
It's Mr. Willett, the assistant principal.
Is it Larry, Mom? He's got to call me up and tell me whether his throat was swollen up good enough so he wouldn't have to come to school tomorrow.
No, it's Mr. Willett.
Oh? Hello, Mr. Willett. It's I, Theodore.
Oh, hello, Theodore. I was just thinking, Theodore, if you could bring in some of those souvenirs of your father's that you mentioned, we could spend most of tomorrow afternoon discussing them.
Well, yes, sir, I guess I could.
Fine. I think the rest of the children would enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
Of course, you won't bring anything in that's dangerous. You'd better check with your father.
Yes, sir, I will. Goodbye.
Well, Beaver, what did Mr. Willett want?
Well, he was talking about stuff we talked about today in school. He says we're going to talk about him again tomorrow. If we talk about it.
Ward, do you think Beaver's in some kind of trouble?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were talking about stuff they talked about today in school that they're going to talk about tomorrow. If they talk about it.
Well, don't you think we ought to question him?
Honey, never trouble trouble till trouble troubles you.
And you were once a philosophy major?
Hey, Wally, I think this is going to work, huh?
Well, maybe. You can't take any hand grenades or guns or stuff. So this goofy idea of yours is probably the next best thing.
Yeah. And I can't take Dad's dirt leveler. Got it finished, Wally?
Yeah. I made it a letter from Dad to Mom from the war. You know, just like the ones we saw in the trunk, only better. We can stick it in one of his old army envelopes.
Read it, Wally.
Dear Mom.
Wally? He calls her June.
Oh, yeah. Dear June, I am sitting here with my submachine gun waiting for the enemy to attack. They haven't arrived yet, so I'm writing you this letter. Me and all of the other brave men have been here on Wake Island for 2 weeks.
Wally, I thought we were going to make it Guadalcanal.
Well, I didn't think I could spell it, so I put him on Wake Island.
That's okay.
This morning I volunteered for a dangerous patrol and captured 65 prisoners single-handed. And the general said, good going, Ward. He said he wished he had more men like me. I have to finish now as I hear the enemy approaching.
That's pretty good. But don't you think you should stick some mushy talk in?
Heck, Beaver, Mr. Willett might read it out loud to the class. You don't want all the guys to think Dad's a creep, do you?
Yeah. You better leave it out.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Signed, your friend, Ward. P.S. I got your last letter, and I'm very sorry that you lost all those medals that I sent you.
Hey, Wally, what'd you put that in for?
Well, if any of the guys ask you how come you didn't bring any of his medals, just show them this.
Wally, I don't think this is going to work.
Yeah, me neither. But I sure had a lot of fun writing it.
Wally, don't laugh. What am I going to do tomorrow?
Beaver, you've done this before. Why do you always make up junk like that?
Because when you're saying it, everybody's listening to you, and you feel real neat.
Yeah, but sooner or later, you always get caught.
I know. But I sure wish I could remember that ahead of time.
Where's Dad?
He's upstairs getting dressed.
Has a luncheon meeting today.
Oh.
Do you want something, Beaver?
No. I don't think so. Mom? Wally says you are young ones.
Good for him.
I know you're not old now. What I mean is, once you were young like a kid.
Why, yes, Beaver. Once upon a time, I was exactly your age.
Were you a smart kid?
Well, I'd say I was about average.
Uh-huh. Did you ever go around saying dumb stuff?
Dumb stuff? Well, Beaver, in life, I guess everybody says dumb stuff at some time or other.
Well, when you were a kid, and maybe you made up a lot of stuff, and people found out you made it up, would you have felt bad?
Well, I guess I would have if I'd been found out in a lie.
I guess it's always been hard on kids, being kids.
Beaver, are you in some kind of trouble?
Oh, gee, no, Mama. Why would you think that?
Well, the way you're talking, you said...
June!
Beaver, do you want to talk about this now?
Talk about what, Bob?
All right. You better run along to school. Come on. Ward?
Yeah, I'm in here, dear.
Is something wrong?
Well, I came in to look for that fountain pen Wally borrowed last night and found this.
Dear June, I'm sitting here with my submachine gun waiting for... 65 prisoners? Why would Wally write something like this?
Well, I've been thinking it over. You know, Beaver going out and looking in my trunk for war souvenirs and Mr. Willett calling and the boys writing this letter. I think for some reason or other, Beaver's trying to make me out a hero at school.
And you know, before he left, he was worried about what would happen to someone who made up dumb stuff.
Oh? Well, I think I'd better get hold of Mr. Willett and put a stop to this before Beaver gets in over his head.
Ward? Why all of a sudden would Beaver try to make you out a hero?
Oh, all kids do, dear. I remember when I was about his age, I told everyone my father was the commander of the Graf Zeppelin. The day after it crashed, I begged him not to leave the house.
M-E-N-T.
Yes, that's very good, Gilbert. Now, Judy, your word is Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Capital. P-H-I-L-A-D-E-L-P-H-I-A.
Why, that's...
Philadelphia.
Very good. All right, now, Whitey, your word is whom?
Whom? H-O-M-E. Whom?
I think there's a W in there somewhere.
H-O-M-E-W. Whom?
No, no, Whitey. W-H-O-M. Whom?
Oh, that whom!
Yes. That whom. Well, on the whole, I think we all did very well with our spelling today. Yes, Judy?
Aren't we going to have our discussion period today, like you promised?
Yes. Yes, of course. Now, we were discussing World War II, isn't that right? Now, as we were saying, World War II has certain unique causes all of its own. As a matter of fact, all wars have certain kinds of interesting beginnings and peculiar types of beginnings. Now, you take the War of 1812. Now, to understand the War of 1812, we must go back to the Louisiana Purchase. So this afternoon, I think we'll discuss the Louisiana Purchase. At that time, the territory of Louisiana was owned by France.
What happened to World War II? Seriously?
And Napoleon needed money at that time to carry on his war with England. And as you all remember, that great American Benjamin Franklin.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Beaver. How are you feeling this afternoon?
Oh, just great, Mom. Well, I stopped over to see Lamb and Dello.
Oh, that's right. Larry's sick.
Yeah, he's got an allergy from something the laundry put in his clean shirts.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I guess from now on he's going to have to wear dirty shirts.
Was everything all right in school today?
Oh, sure, Mom.
Well, your father's in the living room. He came home early because he wants to talk to you.
Oh. Maybe I don't feel so great.
You go on in there and talk to him.
Hi, Dad. You want something?
Yeah. Sit down.
Beaver, you know what I found up in your room this morning?
My sneakers I threw out of the bed?
No. I found a letter from me to your mother when I was on Wake Island.
Oh.
Beaver, why would you write a thing like that?
Well, he couldn't spell Guadalcanal.
No, I mean, why would you make up stuff about me and the war?
Well, I knew you were in the war, and I figured if you were in the war, you just had to be a hero.
Well, I'm glad you think of me that way, Beaver, but, you know, there were thousands of us in the service who weren't heroes.
Yeah, but a guy likes to think his father was.
Well, I can understand that, but I guess you're just going to have to take your old dad the way he is.
Yeah. But when I looked in your trunk, I thought there'd be guns and hand grenades instead of just tools and stuff.
Well, you see, Beaver, they put a man where they thought he could do the best job. Now, I was an engineer, so I could do a better job with tools than I could with guns. There were lots of fellows in the CBs who were heroes, but I just didn't happen to be one of them.
You know, Dad, I'll bet you were the best dirt leveler in the whole Seabees.
I'm glad you feel that way about me, Beaver. Well, guess we better get washed up, huh?
Okay, Dad.
Well, say, Beaver, did anything happen today in school with Mr. Willis?
Gee, no, Dad. It was real funny. All of a sudden, he stopped talking about World War II and started talking about something called the Louisiana Purchase.
Well, I guess nobody's father ever fought in that.
I'm going to go get washed up. All right. Is everything all right?
Yeah, just fine. Mr. Willa talked about the Louisiana Purchase.
I'm glad.
That's me.
Yes, I know. But I married you anyway.
Hey, what are you writing, Beaver?
Well, I'm finishing a composition.
Yeah? What's it about?
My most exciting experience. My whole class has to write one.
Oh, well, let's hear it.
My most exciting experience by Theodore Cleaver, third grade. My most exciting experience was last summer. I went fishing. I went to Crystal Falls. My mother and father and brother went to Crystal Falls. My father caught four fish. My brother caught four fish. I caught one fish. And my mother didn't catch any fish because she stayed on the dock with the lunch.
What kind of an exciting experience is that? Why don't you jazz it up? You know, say you caught 40, 50 fish. Then maybe this guy falls in the lake. You save him from drowning.
I don't think I'll be jazzing stuff up anymore.
Yeah.
Thank you.